Okay, welcome back to, after the fall break, we're back here with another episode of The Lounge here. You know who I am, obviously, and if you don't, then,
What are you doing?
But Zach here, and I'm here with Will Healy in the flesh.
Yeah, I'm in the flesh. I am here
again. He's here.
Unfortunately.
But, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Good day.
Yeah.
Good. Fine fall morning.
Good start to the like the second half of the first semester, I guess.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Good start.
Yeah. Haven't been doing much.
Yeah, I know, me neither. I think it's been pretty slow.
Yeah.
But I know it's going to pick up. I mean, if you think about it, we only have like 6 weeks.
Until finals?
Yeah, because we don't have, like, we have a couple days off for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So we have, what, I don't know how many until it's like a month away, I would say. Maybe even less.
It's like 3 weeks away.
Yeah, and we have that, and then when we come back, we only have like 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And one of those weeks is like finals week. So
it's
coming up. It's coming up quick, man. And I don't know. Before the half of the semester ended, I was here by myself, but I never got to ask like anybody that came on, what did you think of your first half of the semester so far as a freshman? Like overall rating, like how do you feel?
Overall rating, I'd say like B plus A minus range.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
What did you like? What did you dislike?
Surprisingly, I liked accounting.
Mm-hmm.
Which was kind of weird. Didn't expect that, but I thought it was just pretty cool. Things I don't like. my elective that I'm taking.
Which is it?
Social welfare justice.
This is not good.
No, it's not really like, I don't really belong in the class, so I don't know. It's
it's not that far away until
you
get a new set of classes. So, but I'm glad it's going well so far.
Mm-hmm.
And have you been looking ahead to next semester?
Yeah, made my schedule.
Yeah, how is it? Is decent.
Yeah, it's decent. I had to take out an 8 a.m. Oh my gosh, I cannot do it.
Yeah, dude, 8 a.m. I've always had. This is the only semester where I haven't had an 8 a.m. I've always had at least one. But, yeah, the 8 a.m.s are kind of brutal, I'm not going to lie. They're just like, you have to wake up at like 7, 7.30. Yeah.
It's like high school all over again.
It literally is. And, well, usually the labs that I had were labs. Not the labs. The class, the 8 a.m.s that I had were labs.
So they're lengthy?
Yeah, so they were like 8 to like 10, 11.
Oh,
and terrible. I was like,
just
can you and you like it's I mean it's so late, so it's not like you could finish and then go back to sleep or whatever.
Yeah.
You had to stay up and then go to your next class.
Yeah,
a couple of classes. How many credits are we talking?
I think we're talking
16. That's not
there.
Bad, dude.
Came in with 9 credits though, so
9.
Yeah,
like this semester is only 9.
Yeah,
really.
Well, no, I, like, from high school.
Oh.
I have 9 credits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice, dude.
Yeah.
No, that's good, man. Yeah, my schedule is looking pretty busy so far.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know. I still got advising meeting and all that stuff. So I got to figure out, like, which is the best fit. Because if I don't have to take a class that I don't have to, then that would, like, drop my credit card to, like, 18.
Yeah.
So 18 is already a lot, but if I have to take this class, which I really am hoping I don't, it'll be up to 21.
Why?
And wait. I feel like that shouldn't be the case, so I'm kind of praying that. Because it's just like, I came into like the program that I'm doing like a semester late, so I have to kind of take some classes that people already took before.
So like you came in, you're just behind basically? Like
I mean, I'm on track, but it's like some of the elective classes that I have to take, I'm like behind on because I never got the chance to take them. So like I have to take 2 of them. But the thing is, they're like 1 credit classes. Like one of the classes is called self-defense.
Self-defense?
Yeah. So I guess I'm gonna learn how to fight, dude.
What's your test? Like just fight somebody?
Fight the instructor, I guess.
Yeah.
If you beat the final boss, then you get the A.
Sounds like you didn't knock out your professor.
But they have like. Those elective classes that they have for us, like, they have a ballet class, which I was recommended to do, but the professor records I can't really dance, let alone ballet.
Yeah.
And second, the professor records the videos, or records, like, the practices, I guess, because she teaches, like, the ballet, and you guys have, like, the people have to do it, and she records them. So I was shown the videos, and, like, some of the girls, like, it's all girls, by the way.
Okay.
So that's another factor. I was like, I don't know.
I don't know if I have, yeah.
And a lot of the girls that are in the class are, like, in the dance club, on the dance, like, in dance, ooh, like, on the dance team, actually. So I feel like I'm out of my league there. So
you guys should be playing around over there.
Yeah, I don't know if they'll be a good fit for me. But they also have, like, a yoga class. They have, like, a, you know, HIIT is, like, high-intensity interval training.
Yeah, I mean, like I know.
H-I-I-T.
Yeah, I know the concept.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They have one of those classes. They have, like, a core stabilization class. Like, I don't know. They have a lot of options.
I wish I took that elective instead of social
justice. I wonder if you can. Like, I wonder if it's just, like, if there's a way you can take. I don't even know if it's just, like, for people in my program or not, but I don't know. I just know that, like, one of those, like, core stabilization class, it was, like, an 8 a.m. class. But these are all, like, one-credit classes, by the way. So, like, they're not that hard. They just kind of stack up.
Can I take 15 self-defense classes?
Just become, like, a warrior.
Yeah, it's going to be sweet.
I'll just go to Greece and become a gladiator, bro. That's what I want to be when I grow up.
Core stabilization.
Yeah. Core stabilization, so one of my buddies took that last year, and it was like an 8 a.m. class, and he'd always come to our next class, and he'd be like, bro, my, like, stomach. He's like, dude, I can't. He's like, I can barely, like, walk.
What do they do?
I don't even know. I think it's just, like, plank.
Just blank for plank. 50 minutes. Core stabilization.
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if planks wasn't a part of it, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of classes like that that I'm able to. I'm taking the. What did I just say?
Core stabilization.
No, I just lost my self-defense. I just completely lost my train of thought. Taking that, and then I'm taking, like, a cognitive motor class. So.
And that entails.
That's not exactly more of, like, the fun stuff. That's more science based. Balls.
That was gonna be like, you have to punch your professor in the head again or
something. Yeah, you're just like, how do you feel about this? Yeah, so hopefully if I get the holy voice crack, by the way, hopefully I get into those classes with no problems, and
yeah,
that'll be decent. So, yeah, moving on, but it is couple days from Halloween. I know we were talking about it on the way here, but how you feeling about first college Halloween?
You know, actually, fun fact for all the listeners out there, Halloween is my least favorite holiday.
I would kind of have to agree with you. I don't really, I'm not the biggest fan of it.
I really don't enjoy it. Like, I hate scary movies.
Oh, okay. Like, what about classic Halloween movies, though?
What's, like, a classic Halloween?
Like, you know, like, all, like, the scary movie one, two, like, those are pretty funny. Scream.
Like, it's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, like that one?
I guess, yeah, that could be.
Yeah, that one, I like that one. I love that one, actually.
But you don't like horror movies and stuff?
No, I mean, folks at home, I don't understand why you'd want to intentionally scare yourself while watching a film. Like, that's just me.
I don't get how people can watch horror movies by themselves.
Yeah,
I know people that do that, and I'm like,
stay away from that person.
I don't know how, like, are you getting ideas?
Yeah.
Like, what?
You studying, you taking notes.
Yeah, are you taking notes on this stuff? Like, what? I could never do that.
Do you like horror movies?
I like them if I'm, like, watching them in a group.
Yeah.
If there's, like, a big group of people, like, because the last, like, time I remembered, it was, like, I've watched multiple horror movies before, but there was, like, a specific one where, when I was, like, really young, and my brother had a sleepover at our house, and he brought all of his friends from, like, middle school, and we watched, I can't remember the name of the movie, but there was, like, 7 or 8 of us in our basement watching this stuff, and we got so scared, dude. Like, somebody, like, touched somebody, like, underneath, like, the blanket and stuff, and he just, like, jumped up, and everybody just started screaming and running upstairs, dude.
It's a chain reaction.
At, like, 2 in the morning, dude. But I like him in a group setting. I couldn't just watch him by myself, though. I'd spook myself out.
I have to, like, just be on my phone the entire time when, like, my group of friends are watching a
really
movie.
Yeah. You don't like them at all. Like,
yeah,
not
no,
even
like,
in a group. Not even.
No.
Dang.
I think the scariest movie I think I've ever seen is it's called Creep.
Creep?
You ever heard of it?
Oh, what was it about?
It's like this guy orders a cameraman to like follow him around like on his last days, like 'cause he's gonna die, but like, spoiler alert, he's not the one that's gonna die. It's the camera guy.
No way, the cameraman never dies.
Yeah, I know. That's what you think.
When was this made? Was this like recent?
I think so. Pretty recent. I think it's like a.
They just completely negated the fact that the cameraman never dies.
Yeah.
Holy.
The title is, it's true. It's creepy.
Is it a true story or nah?
I think so.
Because some of these horror stories are like true.
Don't tell me that. Don't tell me that.
That's why I didn't have him telling you that.
Don't tell me that. Creep movie.
Let's see what it says.
Horror slash comedy.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't find anything funny about that movie.
That's the thing. My dad really, my dad like the scary movies, he thinks they're funny. Like he likes like The Exorcist and like.
What?
And I'm like.
What? No.
But do you like haunted houses though?
Oh, God, why would I do that?
You don't like haunted houses.
That's even worse than watching it. Cause then
that's real life.
Yeah, it's real life. Like, what? If I don't like watching something behind a screen where I know nothing's going to pop out at me and nothing can touch me and nothing can scare me in real life, I don't know why I'd want to go to a house that has all of those concepts, but they're in front of me and want to hurt me.
Really, dude?
Yeah.
I like haunted houses better than horror movies, I'm not gonna lie. I think they're funny. It's just like weird because I don't like horror movies, but I like the actual real thing that happens. But you know they can't touch you, so.
Yeah, but they still can get like inches from my face.
I know. And they got like fake machetes and everything.
Yeah.
Like banging on the stuff. Yeah. I remember I was like walking down the haunted house and like some dude like put like, I don't know if it was, I don't think it was a fake sword, but it just stuck it in the wall like right in front of me and I was like,
oh God.
I think we gotta take you.
No.
I think
the only way you would take me is if you just said we were going somewhere else and I got in the car.
Yeah, I guess we could do that. We can arrange that.
I'm just never going in a car with you ever again.
I mean, there's a haunted house. It's called St. Pascal's. It's like by St. Pat's, I think, in Chicago.
Oh, they said here.
No, yeah. It's by St. Pat's in Chicago. And theirs is always really good. I'm not going to lie. I went growing up. My dad always took me.
Growing up?
Yeah. Like, we always went.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. My dad even recommended to go, like, before I left. From fall break, he was like, oh, you should go because they're open. And I was like, maybe, but I don't think I ended up doing it. But I don't know. Have you heard? You've heard of the 13th floor, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like right by my house, too. So
I'd rather stay on the fourth floor wells and just hang out. I don't. There's no need for a 13th floor.
Should make a 13th floor on Wells.
They should. They have the P. I don't know what that is, though. I think it's a penthouse.
Oh, yeah, it is. They have a penthouse in our building, too.
What? Do you know who lives up there?
Probably, like, the people that are, like, the managers of the building, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
But, anyways, you should like, get your whole floor and just make a haunted house. And then what if you're a part of a haunted house, though? Would you scare yourself?
What if I'm a part of a haunted house?
Yeah, like, what if you had to...
Like, if I was an actor?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Would you enjoy that? Would you enjoy scaring people?
No.
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 I feel like that would be fun.
No, because I'm scared someone's going to hit me.
That's true.
Like, that's what I would... I feel like if I go to a haunted house, I'm going to end up with a lawsuit for, like, punching an actor in the face. And it'd probably end up being, like, one of those ladies that, like, have, like, the long hair and the pale face and the one that, like,
yeah,
crawls at you like a spider on the night.
I know, but, I mean, the actors are really good, though. I mean,
yeah.
I'm just telling you based on the places that I've gone.
They're too good.
Of them are like, yeah, too
they're
good.
Too professional.
Yeah.
They take it way too seriously.
Yeah. But the thing is about the haunted house that we've gone by St. Pat's, they like change it every year, I think. So it's like a new pat. Like it's in the same like basement of the church type of thing.
It's in the basement of a church?
Yeah, church basement.
I'm scared just thinking about it.
But they change the layout every time, I think. Because one year they they had you walk into like a little chamber type of thing.
Chamber?
Not. It was just like a fake one. It was just like a kind of a thin hallway.
Mm-hmm.
And you go in there and they shut like a glass door in mm-hmm. front of you. And they shut a glass door behind you. And then they like put like fake smoke in there so it looks like they're like doing stuff to you. But it's like, it's crazy, dude.
What the?
Yeah, I know. They get creative.
Do you have to pay?
Yeah. But it's not, I don't think it's that expensive.
Yeah, but like you're still losing money and you're just kind of.
It's a thrill. It's like going on a roller coaster, right?
Okay, well, I like roller coasters.
Of emotions, that's what it is. A roller coaster of emotions. Of fear.
Yeah, I don't like Halloween, don't like horror movies, don't like being scared, but I do like Michael Myers. Don't know why.
The movie or just the character?
Both, honestly. I've seen the Halloween movies, and I think they're not, like, scary, really.
No, he's just there.
He's just there. I think that's cool.
Good enough.
Yeah,
it's good enough.
It's good enough.
There. But you did tell me you're dressing up next weekend.
I am. Yes. Got three costumes.
You
want to
give
up.
the people.
So Thursday I'm going as a cowboy.
Okay.
Bought a cowboy hat for $15 from Spirit Halloween.
Are you wearing that?
I probably could wear this. Yeah, my cowboy outfit is just kind of what I wear. Basically every day, so.
The outfit that he's wearing in the studio right now is his costume right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Friday, I'm going as a shark. We call him Mr. Sharky.
There you go. Just yeah. you or just a group of sharks?
It's just me and one other dude.
Nice.
Yeah. And then Saturday, I'm going as Mike Wazowski from Monsters, Inc.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
It's going to be a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Except they're like the shark and Mike Wazowski costumes. They're both onesies, and I'm just going to be sweating so much.
Yeah, well, if you're out, are you going to be outside?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
Inside?
Yeah.
Damn.
It's kind of brutal.
Yeah, I feel that. My roommate, Lauren, he showed me his, and he's doing, I can't believe I just forgot his name, but he's from The Hangover, the dude with the baby.
Jonah Hill?
No,
that's not Jonah Hill.
The guy who got them in all the trouble. What's his name?
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, I forgot his name. I just don't know. This is where Google helps me.
No. Okay, you pulled up, but I'm need to think about it. Okay. Alan.
Yeah, Alan. He's Alan. He's gonna be Alan. So he got like a beard and stuff, and he's got the baby. I forgot the baby's name.
They did have a baby.
I forgot the.
That's a weird movie. That is a very odd movie. Very funny though.
Very funny. It's like I've watched it like twice, at Marquette. So, I don't know why people really like that movie here.
I haven't seen it in a while.
They have aren't there like three of them? Or I know there's a second one.
I think there's two.
That's crazy. That. Probably significantly worse than the first one, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, the first one is a lot better than the second one. Also, I don't know where the funding for that movie comes from.
Yeah, whose idea was that?
Like, whoever...
Let's get Mike Tyson in here.
Yeah, you gotta be, like... I mean, the guy to pitch the idea to the director, you had to be on some sort of
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Some of these people, like, especially, like, horror movies and stuff.
Those people need to be checked into the insane asylum.
I'm saying, I'm like... Do people like look at these people that pitch a horror movie and they're just like,
I'd have like a.
Do I need to call somebody?
I'd have a gun under my desk if like some guy just comes up to me. He's like, yeah, we'll get a camera guy. He's gonna film the guy dying, but he's gonna die. I'm like, actually, you're gonna die. Get out of my office.
So yeah, I feel like you just gotta check those people. You're gonna be like, hold on.
Please
are you
tell
all right?
Me.
Are you all right? This is a safe. Place.
This isn't actually gonna happen, right? He's like, the idea is a director is gonna die.
This is based on a true story. And he's like, I haven't heard that. And he's like, well, it hasn't happened yet.
You're like, what?
No, but that's good. I mean, Halloween, I would say it's like the buzz around Halloween as like on a college campus is pretty cool. But as a holiday in general, if you're not like, I don't know when the age would be, but it's just like not like fun anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
like,
I mean,
it's kind of sad. Like, based on, think about it as this perspective. You like Halloween, like, as a kid, you really like Halloween because it's just, like, a fun thing. You get to dress up, like, get free candy and stuff. And then you get older, and, like, yeah, you're still, like, a kid, but you're, like, you're a young adult.
Yeah.
And what does that turn into? It turns into,
yeah,
to indulging in drinks, you know? Yeah. I feel like that's kind of sad.
Yeah.
You know? Like, candy turns into...
Candy turns into alcohol.
Into alcohol.
You hate to see it.
You hate to see
it. But you love to drink it.
You know, I don't know. I just based on that perspective, it seems like maybe it's the way that I said it. But if you think about it that way, it's kind of weird.
I mean, like, even as a kid, I, like, despised Halloween.
Really? You didn't like it at all?
No, because, like, I'd walk around and I'd see people in costumes. And I'd be like, why are you dressing like that?
What was your best ever costume, though?
I went as Rocky once.
Really?
Like, full robe, like, boxing robe.
Dang, that's actually
like
kind of sick, dude.
Yeah.
That's sick. I can't even remember what my best one was.
Yeah.
I went as, like, a McDonald's milkshake, dude.
McDonald's milkshake?
Yeah. So, you know how, like, you have, like, the banana, like, suits?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, a big thing. It was like that, but it was, like, a milkshake.
What?
So it was just like a big cup.
You're just a cup.
Walking around the school, like waddling
just
around.
Waddling around.
And all, like, I think this was like second, third grade or whatever. And like all, like, the eighth grade was like, yo,
yo, this guy rocks.
This guy's a milkshake, bro. That's like the only one I can remember. Especially like the ones when I was like a baby, but I don't know if that really counts.
Yeah.
So.
I think I was Curious George once.
That's fire.
Yeah. Sweet.
I think I went, like, I feel like every boy has gone as Mario at least, like, once in their life. Unless you haven't. No?
I have not.
I was Mario one year. I'm just trying, I, like, because we have, like, a whole, like, a windowsill of pictures from Halloween. I'm trying to think of what it was. Oh, I was Boba Fett one year.
Boba Fett?
Yeah.
Nice.
I had the helmet and everything.
Oh, wait, is he the, who am I thinking
of? This dude was from Star Wars.
Oh, I'm thinking of Jar Jar Binks.
That's a great idea. We should like pawn that idea off to somebody like just goofy. I think of Michael
goes Jar Jar Binks. That'd be funny.
But I can't think of really anymore. I mean, there's people that like go all out,
yeah,
you know, like that spend like a lot of money on this stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
did you spend a lot of money on it?
I spent $50.
Okay, that's not terrible. Yeah. People spend, like, more, like, a lot more than that. Especially girls. I don't want to, like, single them out, but I feel like they spend a lot of money on, like, the whole outfit and stuff.
Yeah.
When you could just, like, thrift it.
Yeah.
I know.
You absolutely make it your own. DIY it.
Because, like, last year... Two years ago, I had, like, I still have, I think they're in my backpack. They're, like, blue light glasses.
Yeah.
They're, like, white. They're clear.
Mm-hmm.
So I had them, and I was like, what? Why do these glasses remind me of somebody? And I just saw the new Batman movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, no way, the Riddler, bro. So I went as the Riddler, and it actually was good, because I thrifted all the shirt and I had the pants, and I needed like a green shirt, and I painted on it and stuff.
Did you duct tape your face?
No, I didn't duct tape my face, but I thought it was pretty good, and it was like everybody liked it and stuff, but like some person was just like, are you the dude with the initials of JD? You know who I'm talking about? From Milwaukee? Big killer.
Oh. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. I don't think I can say his name.
Why not? Is that not allowed?
Nah, man.
What's he going to do? Is he going to come back here?
Yeah, I'm scared of him.
We should go to his hotel.
No.
Yeah, let's do it.
And you're saying you're not scared of that?
Well, that's not... I mean, that's not scary because, like... He's a normal guy.
Yeah, I guess. No. Normal like, guy.
No, not, I'm not saying...
Normal
I'm
guy.
I'm not saying his actions were normal, but I'm saying, like... He's not dressing up like killer clown and like gonna eat me while I'm sleeping.
What is even there? Like, what do they even have there?
They had to have, like, renovated it.
Yeah, but...
You gotta, like, do a switch up after you find out that's going on in your hotel.
Oh. I mean, if you're visiting and stuff and you hear about that, you're just like, all right, we're going to, like, the Courtyard Marriott.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know, where is the hotel?
It's right next to you.
Really?
Yeah.
It's that one?
The Ambassador.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Yeah. And then that gas station is where, like, there's a gas station near you.
Yeah, there is.
It's like a, I don't think it's like a main, is it like a, it's not like a main, or like a commercial gas station,
no,
right?
It's like a separate one. It's
yeah,
like a
it's
local
like,
one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what? Where, that's where one of the guy that escaped from him and like.
Told the police.
Yeah, yeah. He, I think, worked there.
Oh my gosh.
Or he went there. I don't know.
I didn't know. I thought it was, like, I thought it was further north.
No, it was.
Because I heard that people were just like, oh, yeah, it wasn't, like in, like, by Marquette. I thought it was more north of Marquette. That's crazy.
No, it was near Marquette.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
And then his apartment is right down there, too.
Maybe I was thinking of the apartment.
Because he switched from the hotel to the apartment.
That's insane, dude.
Dude, that board meeting for the hotel after you find out that's going on.
I know.
It had to be a doozy.
It's just like, all right, guys, news of the week. We have a serial killer living with us.
So we ate another guy in our hotel room.
What are we going to do? What are we going to do? And he's like,
there had to be a guy. He's like, actually, I kind of think it's good. It's good publicity.
Yeah, good for business. Like, it's good for business. You know, I mean, bringing more people here. It's like, how does that even make sense?
Why would people bring anybody in?
His name was probably like Jeff or something like that.
He had to be a cousin.
Yeah, he had to be like. I mean, I don't even know if your family like, his family like. How do you even think like, about like a relative doing that? You know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know like what we were talking
like
about.
Family group chat. It was like, yep.
Yeah, Jeff,
yeah,
you
Jeff,
all right?
Yeah, Jeff, what are we doing?
Jeff, what are we doing?
Pal, we got issues.
We gotta have a talk.
Yeah. Have you seen the news?
And he's just like, guys, what did I do?
He's like, boys, I've been like, I've been overseas.
That's not me. Don't worry. Don't worry, man.
Is he dead?
I don't know. I hope so.
Let's check that. Have you seen the
doc?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. I feel like that would spook me out. Have you seen it?
I have not. Jeffrey Dahmer died in 1994. He was 34.
Yeah. Well.
Oh, wait. Yeah. He's. Oh.
You could tell that we haven't watched the documentary.
Yeah. I forgot that some guy, like. He was like cleaning in jail, or like he was like mopping something or doing something, and another inmate like took a steel pipe to his head.
Okay.
Hey, that's what he deserves.
I guess so.
I think. I actually don't know.
I don't know about the morals behind it, you know.
I feel like they.
Are you taking philosophy?
Not yet.
Okay, maybe you'll learn about.
I feel like
that's a question you have to pose.
Yeah.
Does he deserve it?
I feel like, I mean, I'd say it's justified.
I mean, yes. But, like.
I'm all for taking out that person.
But it's just like, yeah, I guess it's either that or, I mean, he's spending the rest of his life in prison anyway, so.
So yeah, he kind of got what he wanted, almost.
I guess. Who knows, dude? Who knows?
You ever seen, you ever seen Seven?
No.
Really?
Seven.
The movie?
No.
I think it's called Seven.
About another serial killer?
Kinda, but it's like the Seven Deadly Sins.
No, I haven't seen it. What's it about?
You should definitely watch it. No, like,
if it's like a horror movie, are you?
No. I watched it, it's not a horror movie.
If Will watched it, then it's fine. That's
guys,
fine.
You have nothing to worry about. I watched it and I like kind of enjoyed the movie.
Will gives you a movie recommendation. It is not scary. It is.
It's probably the furthest thing from scary. No, this one's like a little like
a Halloween movie or no?
No, this one's a little like eerie,
like a thriller.
Yeah.
Oh, I like thrillers.
Yeah, he keeps killing. There's this like serial killer that keeps killing people, wow. And it's like the Seven Deadly Sins. So he's killing the people that are like represent the deadly
sins. Oh, I see.
So it's like the first guy is like, it's like gluttony. He's like eating something, and he just, I don't know. He like, I don't really know. Good movie though.
Good movie. All right, I'll have to check it out. I always love a good movie recommendation.
Wait, actually, I don't know why I recommended it, or why what brought it up. Because
we're talking about serial killers.
No, we're talking about, he killed. What were we talking about? Dahmer killing somebody or something killing.
Somebody killing Dahmer. Oh, because
it's like the whole thing. Like, would you rather stay in prison all your life or die and just be out of it?
Yeah.
And so the serial killer in that movie gets caught. And he, I won't spoil her. Actually, yeah, I won't spoil it.
But something along those lines.
Yeah.
You would say.
Yeah, it's like. Yeah.
That's like a good, like, moral question, though. Or just like a good, like, would you rather, like, kind of like.
What, would you rather stay in prison? Or
very dark,
rather?
Yeah. Like, you know you're getting sentenced to prison for life. So it's either you do that or you just, you're out.
I think I'd rather be out.
You know?
I can't stay in it.
I mean, because, like, you could, like, just live out your life, but you have a good chance of being, like, killed anyway.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a good, I should come on the show and just come up with the most, like, difficult moral question.
Obscure question.
Just, like, would you rather, like, do this or do that, you know? Or, like, is it okay if you do this, if whatever. I really can't think of any right now, though. But
I do think the guy that killed Dahmer, that's okay. I think that's all right.
prison killings are okay.
Well, no, like, not prison killings, but, like, killing the guy.
Just, like, yeah, I know what you're saying.
Like, what he did, I think he deserved it.
I mean, it makes sense.
But I don't know if that lines up with my religious beliefs, but, like,
because
killing,
like,
is a sin, but.
That's what, I mean, you can get into, like, this whole, like, philosophical, like, ethical thing, like, battle, because there's certain situations where, like, I can literally just, we were talking about this yesterday, because I just started, like, an 8-week class about, like, medical ethics and stuff, and we were just learning kind of, like, the basics and stuff, and she was talking about lying and stuff, so it's like, if I lied to you, like, all the time, or, like, you wouldn't even know that I'm lying, because, like, you would have no sense of the truth.
Because no one would tell me the truth.
Yeah, exactly. You would have nothing. Like, she was like, we could have classes on Wednesday at 8 o'clock p.m., but you guys will come in at 7 a.m. and we'll talk. I'm like, what the hell's going on?
Wait, what?
Yeah, she was like, if I just kept lying, you would never know. But she was like, but if there's, like, a social rule that all lying is bad, but then there's a situation where someone is hiding, or, like, you have to hide somebody in your house, and somebody's, like, going to, like, kidnap them, and they tell you, like, tell me where you hid that person, is, like, would you lie for your friend and stuff? So, like, there's, like, different,
yeah, I think it's,
you know, is lying good or bad in that situation? Like, it's a whole, like, moral equation, you know?
I think if you really just water it down, yes, lying is good in that situation. Moral story is,
don't lie.
Dahmer was not a great person.
Moral of the story, back to Dahmer. Not a good guy.
Ambassador Hotel.
Yeah. I still can't believe that. I can't believe I just didn't.
I can't believe you didn't know that.
So, I live right next to the hotel. That's crazy.
Yeah. It's pretty sweet.
It's pretty cool. And, like, so when I take the bus, sometimes the bus stop is, like, right across the street. So,
it's at, right at the Ambassador.
Yeah, that's where the bus stop ends, so. I don't know. It's been cool.
How many people did he kill, do you know?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to know. That's a little gruesome.
Yeah.
So, but speaking on news for the future, we do have my first intramural soccer game coming up on Sunday.
Woohoo!
Stoke City.
Where's that?
Valley.
What time?
1 a.m.
1 a.m.?
1 p.m.
That tomorrow?
Yeah.
I work 7 to 10 tomorrow.
Oh, dang.
In the morning.
Oh. You can stay an extra 3 hours.
If I get paid, yeah.
Tell your boss, you're like,
Let me get the other shift.
Yo, boss. No, I think... Oh, wait. Michael's working.
Oh, let's go.
I think your game.
Is he reffing?
No, I think he's just the ball boy. Actually, I don't know what he does.
Well, whatever. Yeah, but we have our first game. Our team's looking solid, except we might be missing a couple players.
Do you guys need a goalkeeper?
No, but if we do need one, I have gloves.
You know who to call?
I do know who to call. Because...
Ghostbusters.
I see what you did there.
Nice.
Yeah. But yeah, I'll let you know, because, you know, when backcourt basketball becomes a duo again...
Bring that back.
Except you'll be in the goal.
Where will you be?
In the field.
Aww.
Unless you want the field.
I'll just run out and, like, hang out with you.
The last, like, 10 minutes of the game. Yeah.
I'll just run around the field.
No, yeah, we have to bring out backcourt basketball.
We do.
At some point. Because the streets will never forget, like, Will's, what was it, 8-assist game?
Yeah, my like, 11-assist game. That was sweet.
He turned into the prime Kolek.
That was Rondo. I was Rajon Rondo before Rajon Rondo.
Exactly.
Is it Rajon or Rajon?
I don't know.
It's whatever floats your boat.
Whatever. Yeah, whatever
floats whatever your boat. Whatever you want it to
be. Yeah, Will went off that game. I still can't believe we almost won. Were you there when we beat Tony's team? Or we almost beat Tony's team?
Nah, that was the game that me and Michael couldn't go.
Oh, yeah. I feel if you guys were there, we probably would have won. I'm not going to lie. So, I'm not saying it's not your fault at all. I'm just saying, like...
Yeah, I feel like I'm getting blamed right now. Is that what's going on right now?
Maybe.
Dang it.
But, yeah, if we had, like, the extra help... I feel like we would have had a good chance, but it was still a fun game overall.
Yeah.
Like, they were shell-shocked because they didn't. we weren't missing, and they were just like, bro, you gotta. Like, Tony was just going off on his teammates per usual.
Probably a freaking, what are we talking about? That's a.
Sweat, dude?
No, what was the.
D1 athlete?
What was the foul?
The touch foul,
the TF. That's the classic TF.
Yeah. I got introduced for the first time playing basketball, a touch foul.
Never heard of it in my
life.
Never
heard of it because I just thought that a foul was involving touching another person. So when Mr. Young said touch
when
foul.
When Mr. Young enlightened me.
When Mr. Young had to enlighten the refs about the touch foul.
About the touch foul.
When the ref didn't even know what he was talking about.
Just like a touch foul?
I was like, what is a touch foul?
I mean, like, really, people explain to me, how else would you get a foul?
Without touching him.
I mean, I guess, like, yelling.
Yeah, if you get, like, a technical foul.
Like, that's verbally touching somebody. Yeah.
That's
wrong.
That's touching their soul with your words.
It's wrong.
It's just wrong.
It's
you don't.
Just wrong, you don't do it.
Don't be mean.
don't be mean.
Yeah, so the touch foul, that's the thing that I learned this summer.
That's pretty fun.
That's going to be, if people ever ask me, like, what did you learn the summer of 2024? What a touch foul is.
I learned what a touch foul is.
In basketball. You know, I've been playing basketball since I was, 4 years old?
And
you know?
I just learned about TF.
I know.
But it is a classic TF.
He mastered the art of the TF.
I mean... Something about that.
I think it was just because he played Division I athletics that he learned. Maybe it's just something like a college thing that we never got exposed to. Yeah. So
maybe our generation just doesn't know how to play ball.
Maybe. So if I ever get Shaka Smart in here, I'm going to ask him about a touch foul. I'll be like, what do you tell your team regarding touch fouls? Like,
he might punch you in the face and walk out.
He might just be like, what?
Yeah. He's like, actually, I have to leave.
Like, I could just bring it. I was like, yeah, so I've researched so much about you, and I have some questions about you. And the first question
so, how do you prepare the team for touch fouls?
Yeah, they're just like, you know, like the LeBron gif where it's just like him getting his suitcase?
Oh, yeah.
That's what Shaka's going to do if I say that.
You see, like, the headphones slam down, he walks out.
Yeah. So, I don't know. So, do you think Marquette's going to be good this year?
Yes, but. They're going to be like...
You don't have faith in the team?
I do have faith, but like... Actually, scratch that.
I think
they're going to be good.
I think they're going to be good, and I think they recruited really well.
Yeah.
So I think that the players that they recruited, like the freshmen and like the current sophomores right now, are going to be really good in like a few years.
I think there's a freshman.
That's what I think.
Demaryius Owens.
Yeah.
I've heard he's really good.
He's really good. I think the guys from last year, like Zaid Lowry and Trey Norman, are going to have like a really good year.
I always thought Trey Norman was a bucket.
I don't know why a lot of people like were on his case. Cause he kept, I think it was because he kept turning the ball over. But like, I don't know why everybody was on. He was tough.
Yeah.
Like when he drove to the basket, and I think the thing that I haven't seen like is, you remember Al Amadou?
Yeah.
I he barely played, so I want to know like how. I don't even know how he plays, so I at least know how those other two guys played. But yeah,
I know he's Al Amadou. I think Al Amadou's got like hops.
He's just lanky.
Jump out the gym.
And the guy that redshirted last year, Caden.
Caden Hamilton.
Yeah. I don't know how he is, so.
Yeah.
That's why it's exciting, because there's a lot of new players.
Yeah.
It's the same team, essentially, but a lot of new players.
Yeah.
And I think I would predict that Cam Jones is going to have, like, a generational year.
This might be one of the best years for Marquette basketball player.
I think so. I think he's just going to go off.
Yeah, like single performance.
I think he's just going to go off. Because he did that last year.
And that was with...
when like, Kolek didn't play. Like, didn't he have, like, two consecutive, like, 30-point games or whatever?
He's going nuts.
So,
I also think Joplin's going to be a lot better.
That's what I thought. I went to the open practice over the summer. And David Joplin looked really good.
Yeah.
Like, he looked, like, stronger. Like, he did, like, the classic, like, back down and then fader. But he did that so well.
He's a big man.
Mm-hmm. So, we'll just have to see. They have, like, the 7-1 guy, too.
Josh Clark.
Yeah.
Yeah, that dude's massive.
So, I don't know. I think it's exciting to see where it goes.
Yeah.
But we still have, like, 2 weeks left until their first game?
10 days, I think. Nine days.
Are you going to go to the Al McGuire game?
Yeah.
I think you have to go.
I will be there. I will be in attendance.
I went. We had the last one was my freshman year, too, and it was insane.
Oh, they do them every other year?
Maybe. I don't know. I just know they did it our freshman year, and it was, like, my first Marquette basketball game.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was like, why are they playing in here? I didn't even know what the meaning of it was. I didn't know any of the players, too.
Who was their your freshman year? Oh, just same players, basically.
It was the same players.
As last year.
I don't know. Because we lost, like, two seniors that didn't play.
Who are the
my freshman year.
Who were the two seniors that...
I don't know.
Like, your senior year of high
school. I honestly don't know. My senior year of high school? I don't know.
Wait, when did you graduate? 2022?
Yeah. This was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So the seniors that... Like, I remember the senior night, it was, like, two players, and one of them was hurt.
Oh.
And one of them was just, like, a bench player.
Like a KC type?
Yeah.
Player? Nice.
So, they had, like, the same exact team.
Yeah.
Just better. So, that's why I think they were, like, really good.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know how Kolek's doing in the NBA, but I know he just, like, he checked into the game for the Knicks, and he just popped a three right away and made it. So.
That's what he does.
this is the man himself.
I wonder, I think Oso might have gotten some minutes yesterday.
Yeah, I mean.
Won't be surprised.
That's good. And then, do you remember Omax Prosper?
Yeah.
I don't know how he's doing on the Mavs. I know the Mavs are, like, really good, so.
Oso, yikes. 6 minutes, 0 points, 3 personal fouls.
Hey, what was Zach Edey's? Because he fouled out in 15 minutes.
What?
Yeah.
Who's he play for?
The Grizzlies.
I
remember he fouled out in 15 minutes.
Zach Edey did not play.
I think he was like a couple games.
He's not even on this roster.
What?
Oh, wait, no, he started. What?
Yeah, no. Why would you not start a 7-5 guy?
What the? I don't even see him. I was looking at the bench. 13 points, 9 rebounds, 1 assist, 4 personal fouls.
Which game was that? The first game?
No, that was last night.
What was the game before? Because I heard that he fouled out in 15 minutes, unless it's not true. And I'm spreading false information.
Dude, don't be spreading false rumors. Join. Oh, yeah, 15 minutes. Five points, five rebounds, six fouls.
Well,
that's not fun.
That's a record.
Scottie Pippen, son's on this team.
Scottie Pippen Jr.
Yeah. Right. Dude, don't go chasing waterfalls.
I love that song.
Oh, I was just saying that to you. I don't know why. I didn't even know you were going to play a song.
No, I will, because we are running out of time. But do you have any last thoughts that you want to get out? You heard that stretch. You heard the,
that was good. That's a good stretch. Everybody have a safe Halloween. Be smart.
Yeah. I guess next week we'll talk. I don't know who's going to be on, but I'm sure we'll talk about it.
Recap the Halloween weekend.
Recap the Halloween weekend. I kind of hate that word.
Halloween weekend?
Halloween weekend.
Oh, Notre Dame.
Tonight?
They're beating Navy.
Who?
In about 10 minutes.
Who are they playing?
Navy.
Oh, isn't Navy undefeated?
Yeah, and they're ranked. And they're good.
Okay, so good test for ND.
Good test, very good test.
Yeah. Okay.
But we're battle tested.
Battle tested? All right, all right.
We're not battle tested.
In parentheses.
I'm very concerned.
I'm very nervous. But yeah. Hopefully, I mean. Oh, I guess the recording was working.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, to the Spotify listeners, we had some issues, but I guess they're working now. So,
yeah, nice. Wait, they're only hearing the last 5 minutes.
Then. I hope not. That'd be funny. All right, see you guys later.
Yeah, we got one.
Yeah, but yeah, I hope everybody has a good end of the weekend and good Halloween. Enjoy it. Don't go too crazy.
Go crazy. I think you're allowed
And yeah, if you're listening to this, I would not mind the donation of Reese's. So if you get those, I'm not going to display my address, but if you know where I live, you know where I live.
Just
send
them to the Ambassador Hotel.
Send them to the Ambassador Hotel, room 516.
And put them in the fridge. If you see a couple fingers.
Yeah, if you see a head in there.
Don't mind it.
Don't mind it. That's just...
That's my old pal, John.
Jeff.
My pal Jeff. Yeah. This is revenge.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, we'll just play this last song called...
Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah, one more.
One more thing. Best Halloween candy, worst Halloween candy.
Oh, I already said Reese's.
What's the worst?
The worst Almond Joy.
I was going to say Almond Joy, too.
Yeah.
Also, Milk
Duds.
Milk Duds, because they get stuck
in my believe we didn't even talk about candy.
Yeah.
And I said we were going to leave like 5 minutes ago, but it's okay. Well, you got to say this. You got to say this. This is important.
Best candy? Well, actually, I don't know. Oh, like Twix. I think Twix.
Okay, Twix and Almond Joy is the worst.
Worst Halloween candy? Also, like, those people just, like, hanging out, like, popcorn balls. Yeah, like
the people kinda, that hand out apples.
Yeah, they like just take it from their pocket, and it's just like.
Like grab their fruit drawer and just be like,
yeah. Guy just gives me like a vase, and I'm like, what are you doing here? Yeah, he's like giving me his like great Nana's like ashes. It's like, I'm like, dude,
here you go.
What are we doing?
Halloween.
Yeah, I'm like, oh man.
Oh dang.
And then underrated candy, Laffy Taffy.
Underrated candy for me is. I don't know if it's a candy, but, like, the double bubble. Is that a candy?
Gum?
Yeah.
Is gum candy?
I don't know.
Wow. We just opened up a whole new topic.
Well, we'll see. Hopefully.
Well, okay, well, mine is no. I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think gum's candy. I mean, like.
I don't know.
It's like chicken tenders and chicken strips.
I guess.
Wait, no. Those are the same thing. Chicken nuggets.
Then I have to pick a new one, then. This is taking forever.
What time do we have to be out of here? Are there people here?
No, they're not here. So, we can go here as long as we want.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I would say, like, Kit Kat, but that's, like...
Kit Kat? Oh, well, it's underrated.
But, like, it's very much rated, so...
I think it's rated, like, pretty fine.
Yeah.
I think. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. There are two people. There are two people. They are coming for our jobs.
I'd say underrated, probably. I can't even think of it.
The stress is getting to him. The pressure's too high right now.
All
right,
I'm just going to say Snickers because nobody really talks about Snickers, in my opinion.
That's true. I like Snickers.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Fair enough. All right, we'll see. We'll see everybody next week. Have a good Halloween.
Adios.
Adios.